Beans just popped 4D'd me with that. Right? The sound he makes pumping out a vape.
The following is a Super Network production with Super Marcy.
I blame this movie for this movie. I don't know.
The terrible Australian Bea Jemine.
Between the puppet sex, the puppet porn, the puppet vomiting, the puppets eating shit, this was the same one that was going too far.
Professor Batch.
I'll tell you, that's a Canadian hard 30.
It contains coarse language.
They're not even there! What is going on?
Mature themes.
Oh, 25 cents for triple X movies, I'm going.
Potential spoilers.
Spoiler alert.
Listener discretion is advised. Please find us at supermarcy.com and subscribe to us via Patreon at patreon.com/thesupernetwork. Enjoy.
It's 1980. Welcome to Rock and Roll High School.
Rock and Roll High School?
Do you want to stand there with my hand?
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of the weekly podcast, the To Be Tuesdays podcast, the number one To Be related podcast, hosted by two Australians and a Canadian. I'm your host, Super Marcy. We are here at the Super Network at supermarcy.com and co-produced by Pop4D. I am joined today by my regular co-hosts. The one who is terrible, Bead Ramone. Hello, Bead. How are you?
I'm good, thanks, Marcy. Gabba, gabba, gabba.
I'm Super Marcy Ramone, actually.
Oh, sorry, Super Marcy Ramone.
Thank you. How's it going, Bade?
Not too bad. Just finished work for the day and got here just in time before we started recording. No problems at work today. Thank goodness. Although, if there was, I would riot like everybody in the movie we're about to watch.
Well, I was ready to do that because I had an issue before we came on to record because one of my cats started to poo outside the litter and then it got in its fur and I had to clean it and he didn't like it.
No.
Bit gross, but we're also joined by the one and only Professor Batchy Ramone. Hello, how are you?
I just want to say this gig sucks. Almost got some Marcy with the spit take right off the bat.
Almost.
I don't know what I look more like, a Ramone or like the sheepdog from Bugs Bunny, like with my hair like this.
I feel like my hair looks like 90s boy hair.
I feel very sad because I have no hair, or very, very short hair.
You're baldy, Ramone.
So I'm baldy, Ramone.
get with the program, Bede. We need to get you a box of wigs for the show.
Yeah, exactly. Right? Because obviously, you know, we're going to want you to dress like a Ramone. And there is an important reason why we're talking about the Ramones. But
damn it, I should have got my leather jacket for the...
Yes.
Yes.
You should have. I wore my Johnny Ramone t-shirt, because I'm cool, and I have one. But anyway, before we get right into it, here's a word from our sponsor. The To Be Tuesdays podcast is proudly sponsored by Surfshark VPN. Why would you have a VPN in this day and age? Well, a lot of people are quite concerned about tracking and their online privacy, and using a VPN ensures that you are safe and secure online. Surfshark VPN provides a lot of extra added layers of security, as well as ad blocker and a kill switch if your information is ever compromised. The other added bonus of having a fantastic VPN with Surfshark is if a movie we're watching on the To Be Tuesdays podcast is not available in your country, you can switch on that VPN, go to the country that it is in, and watch the movie. Surfshark VPN also allows you to do this on other streaming platforms, where if you're missing some content in that library, You can turn this on and have a look at what else is on offer. Surfshark VPN is one of the most reliable and cheapest of the VPNs out there, with up to 81% off offer when you subscribe for 24 months. Please use the link surfshark.deals/supernetwork to take advantage of this amazing deal. Thank you, Surfshark. Surfy shark do 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 do. Surfy shark do 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 do. Now back to the 2B Tuesdays podcast. And we are back. So it is my pick.
That was more than one word, but I'll let it slide.
Where was I going with this? Okay, yes. This week is my pick to pick a movie to watch off the free streaming service, Tubi. And I decided to go with a classic that Bede actually introduced me to. And we did meet... Yes, and we did meet the star of this movie. And she also told me I needed to watch it, so I did. We are watching Rock and Roll High School, starring the Ramones a little bit. And PJ Souls.
Fuck yeah.
And most importantly,
Gabba Gabba.
And most importantly, Clint Howard.
Exactly.
Yes.
How could we ever forget Clint Howard?
I don't know. How could I?
Although it is a bit hard when you have both the Ramones and PJ Souls in the same movie. They kind of just overshadow you as an actor.
Pretty much.
Not to say that, but... That being said, though, I'm excited for this movie. I love this movie. Pretty much everything you said about in your intro, Marcy, it's correct. I introduced you to this movie. PJ Souls herself told you to watch this movie. She demanded it. You went and watched it, and you loved it. And I'm excited to do a this Tubi Tuesday episode on it. So yes.
I felt like we were due a film with some music in it because it's been a while.
Indeed. And the last one we did was your pick, Batch, Repo the Genetic Opera.
It was.
That movie's a masterpiece. So exactly. We'll see if this one is equally one. This is like a Roger Corman film, right?
Yes. Mm. Yeah, Roger Corman produced this film, or at least his production company.
Mm.
And even Joe Dante worked on this movie as well. I think he came up with the story to this film and maybe it did some uncredited directing on it as well. So so a lot of hands are on this movie.
Wow.
Yes. I know.
Although I have a feeling we'll be saying that a lot whenever PJ Souls is on screen.
Wow.
Or Clint Howard, I'm not sure. But anyways.
Bede, just give us the quick rundown of what people should do or can do if they would like to watch Rock and Roll High School along with listening to the commentary.
Indeed. All you need to do, fans, but first of all, if you've never listened to any of our previous episodes of 2B Tuesday, first of all, how dare you?
And we're very, very sorry.
Yes, exactly. We're very sorry.
Have the alcohol especially ready.
Exactly. Especially for my picks, but that's a whole different story. But all you need to do is go straight to 2B. Although, if you have our sponsor, Surfshark VPN, you'll be able to watch Tubi anywhere in the world.
That's true.
Especially if you're looking for a very specific film that we're doing for Tubi Tuesday. So what you need to do is go to Tubi and look up Rock and Roll High School. And we're going to be playing the movie from the very beginning. And I'm going to count us down from five. And when I say go, that's when you play the movie. And that way our audio commentary will be in sync with the film. However, if you don't have... if you're not interested in watching TV, first of all, how dare you? or if you got, mainly because if you got the film on DVD or Blu-ray, and you kind of prefer to watch it that way, you can watch our commentary with that. Or I'm pretty sure based on our previous commentaries, even if you don't have the film, I'm pretty sure the commentary on its own will still be a lot of fun regardless. However, though, since Tubi is a free streaming service, they do play ads occasionally. So whenever an ad does pop on the movie, we will scream out ad, and that way you pause the film, and then once the ad is finished, we'll let you know, and then you can restart the film again.
Yes!
So I'm ready to rock and roll, or rock and or roll, if you guys are.
I just want to say that Connie, our Lord and Savior, is really stoked that we're watching this movie.
He is.
Exactly.
Really stoked.
And Dr. Arthur Beck is telling us to shh it's time to watch the movie now.
Yes.
And
Big Hair Skeleton Hands from Deathbed is like, he can't believe it either, so.
And the guy from Night Killer can't believe he got molested in the public toilets.
In high school.
And also, Wolf Cop is like growing his hair out so he could look like the Ramones in this movie.
Yeah, he did.
Each week, I'm going to look more and more like Wolf Cop over here, so stay tuned for that.
And for our Patreons who get the exclusive video version, Bachi Ramone and Super Marcy Ramone have very Ramone-ish hairstyles.
Yes.
Ed Beed. Beady As Ramone doesn't.
Cause he's Beady Baldy Ramone.
I'm Baldy Ramone for this episode. but we'll get started for the movie. Now, are you guys ready for Rock and Roll High School?
Ready.
So I should say, on the version that I have, there's no, like, studio things. It's just, like,
regular. Yeah, I think this version does as well. So,
yeah. Okay. All right.
So pretty much if you wanted to find a start somewhere, just do that. No. And all that. But anyway, let's get right
let's
to it.
Get to it.
All right. We're counting down in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go.
And we're off. We're at the school already, I think.
And a new world pitcher.
It's a new world. Which, of course, is Rob. Sorry.
Yeah, whatever. I'm looking forward to this movie. It's a lot of boots, cats, and like. I'll explain to that when we get there.
Yes. And I need that dude's outfit, especially.
Oh my god, they have social distancing markers.
Look at his hat. What is it?
I don't know. What were you saying before with the New World Pictures?
New World Pictures is Roger Corman's production company.
You don't say.
I'm just letting our audience know, Marcy. Stop being mean to me.
Drop all the facts, Bede.
Bede, was that you like in high school getting thrown into the locker by the football players?
Exactly.
Did you have that hat though?
And I also wore this this outfit this guy here is wearing.
Oh wow, it's very lovely.
You know, I feel like we gotta follow this film up with Class of Nukem High after
That's a good idea. That works really, really well, actually. La 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 la. Sorry, people didn't come here to hear me say that. So is this supposed to, like, I don't know. Is he supposed to be the big nerd and she's the big nerd?
Actually, no, he's supposed to be the jock. He's supposed to be the captain of the football team.
He's the preppy.
Oh, yeah, preppy, that's what I meant. Yeah. I stuffed up, whatever. Well, I'm glad this movie will be wiping the memory of one of the last movies I watched. Ugh. Gross.
That's a different show. I'm not on that show.
Everyone should be scared for that one.
And of course, this is Mary Woronov, who is the villain of the film.
Yes.
And she's been acting forever. She's been in a lot of Roger Corman films and a lot of cult films as well.
I think the last Roger Corman film I watched was Unholy Rollers, which was for Junesploitation, and it's freaking good shit. Just saying.
I'll have to check that one out for sure, especially after your raves for it. Get to the Ramones already!
As you all know, I'm the new Master of the Dark Arts here.
Actually, I do have Severus Snape hair. Who in turn has Ramone's hair.
Indeed.
That guy's got this big belly. His belt is way too tight. It's not even, his shirt isn't tucked in.
Well, they're kind of like the minions of Mary Woronov. And for some reason, they're wearing Boy Scout outfits.
Well,
every single high school student in this movie is a hard Canadian 30. I just want to say that right now.
They all look like they should be on dialysis machines. They're that old.
Oh, this is Jesus. Not Degrassi. At least on Degrassi, they look like a hard 17.
Yeah.
Yes.
I mean, geez, in Reform Schoolgirls that I watched for Junesploitation, the juvenile delinquent girls who are supposed to be what, like, juvenile, they were a fucking hard 80, mate. That had no business being in a juvenile facility.
Oh, yeah, Riff Randall, played by PJ Souls.
Oh, yeah, I want those headphones, damn it.
Here we go. Bootscats.
I think in real life, when PJ Souls made this movie,
yes.
I think she was actually in her late 20s when she did this movie. So she's like 10 years out from being a teenager.
So she is a Canadian hard 30.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Batch wasn't wrong. Professor Batch knows what he's talking about.
Yes.
I want to wear her outfit, by the way.
She's like the coolest character ever.
Yep. And I want those headphones, like, so we can podcast and I can wear them.
Do-do-do-do-do.
There he is, Clint Howard.
Clint Howard, I was, like, looking him up before, and he was, like, legit pretty young. He was probably one of the youngest cast members. He was, like, 20 at the time he made this movie.
Really?
Yeah, because he's only 62, so...
Really? He's looked like a hard 50 for, like, 20 years.
He looks like he's a hard 62 in this movie.
Dick Miller! Sorry, I just had to say that.
It would have been a Roger Corman production if Dick Miller wasn't involved in it somehow.
So Bede, what's the Patreon tier for you to dress up as one of those Boy Scout things?
It's about 70.
It's a hard 70, is it?
But mind you, that is at least 20 tiers more than me dressing up as He-Man. And we just saw back there, this movie was shot by Dean Cundey, and now if you don't know who he is, he was the cinematographer on classic films such as Halloween, The Fog, The Thing, Back to the Future, and he also shot Jurassic Park.
Wow. Dropping those facts, I hope listeners are drinking, because when B drops facts, you gotta play the drinking game.
Indeed, and I'm taking a sip right now. And no jokes while...
And at least I don't think I'll be too scared in this film. And I kind of know what's going on. She's a bitch. That's it. That's all you need to know.
She hates these kids and their rock and roll music.
Their blue jeans and their...
What's up with that guy's hair?
That looked like my hair when I was about 5 years old.
That's what my hair looked like when I was three. Or as they say, a Canadian hard 30.
Here's another thing. So Mary Warrenoff, she's only, at the time when she made this movie, she was only 7 years older than PJ Souls.
So she was in her 30s.
Yeah.
Well, she doesn't look particularly old. Unlike half of the kids at this school.
I know. They all look like they're at least 60.
they need dialysis. Can't believe you said that.
Are we sure this wasn't a prequel to Red Hot American Summer?
Good point. Maybe this is where Red Hot American Summer got the idea of casting like 40-year-olds as teenagers.
But it's just been the trope for years. They're like, real teenagers can't act.
Exactly. Everyone knows teenagers can't act. We need 40-year-olds to play 18-year-olds. This is how the world works, people. Get used to it.
So if Rock and Roll High School was remade today, what would be the music group that they would love in high school?
The music would be the worst because all new music is crap.
Exactly.
That is a good question, because I kept thinking about this like last year when I rewatched this movie. Like, who would they get?
Ad.
Like, who's a
ad?
Who is Who is a very respected band?
We're at 8:26.
Dave Grohl would be all over that movie.
Yes. Oh, you know who I think would be the band if this movie was set in the 2000s? Blink 182. There you go.
I can see that, yeah.
Yeah, that could have worked. It's a long ad.
Ugh. Damn it.
Damn it. Yeah. Nope, still another ad. We're only like a quarter of the way through the ads. Let's talk about our ad. Nah.
And now another one from our sponsor. What? We don't have another sponsor?
But they don't know they're our sponsor yet.
Well, I wish this would hurry up.
And now a word from people who want to give us money.
Yes, exactly, as they should. Anyways,
have money, we'd like some, give it to us.
We're still only halfway through the ad break. Fucking hell.
Care of Tubi Tuesday at the Super Network and coming soon on Pop 4D.
I swear, Tubi, we love you, but I swear now that they probably know that we do a show based on them, they're probably fucking with us now even more so.
Probably.
I'm going to put ads every 5 minutes.
Yeah, literally. We didn't even get 10 minutes in. And like, when I've been watching my Junesploitation with the stuff that's on Tubi, it's like, oh, you're not even at the 10-minute mark. Here's an ad. Oh, wait. 5 minutes later, here's another ad. It's like, I cannot get through this movie. There's so many ads. Thanks, Tubi. I love you.
My favorite is when they say they put the ad like legit 5 seconds before the movie ends.
Yeah, right. I'm like, it's okay if they start with an ad. Like, okay, cool. But at least give me 20 minutes, mate. We're still on the ads.
Welcome to Tubi Tuesday, the podcast where we just bitch about Tubi.
Yes.
We don't even watch movies anymore on this show. We just complain.
Yep. All right. We are at 8:26 now. I believe.
Yeah.
She's not playing. She's stuck at 8:26.
I'm at 8:35.
Oh, there we go.
8:30. And I know why that didn't work, because I paused it when we had an ad, and I don't know why.
Okay, I'm pausing now, so.
Okay, we are at 8:42.
Same here.
Wicked.
Booby fair.
Booby fair.
Booby fair. Why does what? This guy? Why does he remind me of Jeffrey Combs?
I don't know. I was more fascinated with what she was wearing. Wow, they all dress
like
up.
He's like a poor man's Anthony Edwards.
Yes.
Oh my gosh! Look at that hair.
Actually, why is your hair not like that? You need to blow your hair out like that.
If I just let my hair dry naturally, that's what it would look like. That's why I change it. Oh, look, it's Bede in the locker.
Yes. Oh, wait, what? See, I'm fascinated by everyone's wardrobe choices in this movie.
I'm fascinated by schools in movies because none of my schools ever looked anything like the schools in movies. I did not have a locker, that's for sure.
Yeah, it just kind of looked like my high school.
Nope.
I do remember, like, there were lockers in my high school, but there was only, like, a few, and you could only use them for, like, specific purposes rather than actually having all your stuff in there.
Like, you could get one if you wanted one, but I just took my school bag with me everywhere. Pretty much.
This is Marcy's new favorite room, the smoking room.
This is the yes. Pop 4D studios.
Oh, look, we got patrons up on the wall.
Okay. Gotta join in.
Yay! Is this the toilets?
Yes.
It is.
Why is she...
Yeah, you're going to find out very quickly.
Pass it
very
over.
Quickly. Hey!
You're going to find out very quickly that this movie does not reflect...
Take a bead.
I got it.
Okay. What sound was that?
And also there's an office inside one of the toilets.
Why is there offices in the toilet?
Beans just popped 4D'd me with that. Right? The sound he makes popping out a vape.
Oh, I don't have one here, so I can't, like, show it. So I have to pretend I'm doing it off screen.
Blah, 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 blah.
What do you think a vape sounds like?
I've never vaped before. Leave me alone.
Yes, you...
Oh, yeah. Oh, you broke me, Beans. You broke me.
He broke Batch.
Anyways, back to this movie.
Back to Clint Howard being a hard 60. How was he like 20?
He is 20.
But
he's 21. I don't
know. A hard 60. Or a hard 62, whatever.
And it's weird, and it still surprises me, he's younger than his brother, Ron Howard. Mm-hmm. And Ron looks younger than he does. And I don't want to make fun of Clint Howard's looks, because I don't want to do that. I mean, obviously, if you put him side to side, you'd honestly think Clint Howard was the older brother of the two.
But he's not.
Exactly.
I'm not making fun of his looks. I'm just saying, some people just look like they've always been, like, older.
I know. I like how basically you go to this office, meet Eagle Bauer, and he basically is like, there, looking for a girlfriend? I'll help you set up. Maybe I should meet this guy. He can help. Maybe I should meet this guy. He can help me with my dating life.
I don't know. He lives in the toilet.
That is true.
He can get you some pom-poms.
The Fonz's office was in the men's room, Arnold's, on Happy Days.
Ah, true. Good point. He's got Superman on his necklace. I've never noticed that. That's
Superman
amazing.
He worships the altar of Superman.
Well, who doesn't? Like,
I just like that there's a secretary outside the toilet block, just like taking all.
I know he even has a secretary. Like, what is this?
You find out very quickly that this movie does not reflect reality at all.
No, it doesn't. That's what makes
Surprise,
it beautiful.
Surprise! Nobody made it. Your office smells like shit. Joke.
Oh.
We should remake this movie just to put that joke in it.
Yes.
Yeah, I think so. She's a hard 50. I'm going to shut up. Maybe.
I thought she was the gym teacher.
Isn't she?
Nope.
Who is she?
I guess she's a fellow student.
Are you kidding me?
No, I think she's a gym teacher.
She could be the gym. Well, she's got a... Yeah, she might be the gym teacher because she's got, like, a whistle around her neck.
Well, she's in, like, a sporting outfit, Bede.
Well, yeah, she must be the gym teacher. I think. I hope.
You know, I'm a bit disappointed there's no closed captioning available on Rock and Roll High School on Tubi.
I know. For a movie with, like, you know... music, they would have closed captions on there so you can sing along to the movie. That's probably why they didn't put it on there.
How rude.
This is where... I don't like the fact that they're wearing Boy Scouts uniforms and they're like 40 years old. It creeps me out.
But isn't that your everyday wear?
I mean, when no one's looking, but you know, out in public...
Are you sure?
I am wearing cargo shorts, but I refuse to wear the sash.
Yes. Exactly.
Oh, almost.
Almost. Almost. Not quite. What's with the shoes? Oh, why am I paying too much attention? That dude, his pants have split and they've been re-stitched up with a patch. I'm just saying, it was very noticeable before. They're not even sashes, they're belts.
Did you know this movie...
Look, it's a belt!
I know.
It's a safety belt.
He looks like he needs one.
Back in high school when you could actually smoke in the halls.
Whee!
Look at that, paper airplane, go. Whoa! That's not a paper airplane, that's a fighter jet. It's flying really fast.
That's actually a nice gag. I like that gag.
Whee!
Whee!
Actually, but interesting trivia about this movie. Originally... Yes, oh, wait a minute. Oh, my computer's almost about to die again.
Oh, jeez, oh Pete. Every week.
I thought I had it. Anyways. Oh, the teacher looks like me at the moment.
Are you wearing those pants?
I am wearing those pants right now.
So, I could have been a Ramon. You could have been the teacher. You just needed a bow tie and, like, a jacket.
Exactly. But, as I was saying, originally, this movie was going to be called Disco High. Oh. And it was going to be centered around disco. But then the director, let's see, what did he say? Heard the Ramones. Like, he heard their music and was like, you know what? Fuck disco. Let's make a movie about the Ramones and change it to Rock and Roll High School. Which makes sense because around 79, I think disco was on its way out. So
yeah, it was.
Very dated by then.
Mm.
I was four. I remember.
The Ramones are endless.
These gym shorts are really short.
Isn't that how you wear them?
Yeah, but only when I go to bed at night.
Ew.
Only I don't for need his to only know fans. That. Only for his OnlyFans, Marcy.
Yeah, exactly. Only beads.
That's my only beads account. That's the $10 tier on my OnlyFans account is wearing those shorts.
And if you give him an extra $5, he'll wear two belts and make it look like a sash.
Exactly.
If you give him 15, he'll put real pants on.
Oh.
Yes.
I love how no one is wearing a bra at all.
Mm-hmm. Obviously,
and they're in gym class. That's not how tits work, people.
Boobie fair, Marcy. It was the 80s.
Boobies. Yeah. Boobies. These guys are so annoying. Will they die already?
Not that type of movie.
It's not that type of movie.
I thought it was Slack and Hack High School.
Actually, another bit of interesting trivia. Do you guys realize that there actually is a sequel to this movie?
No.
It's called Rock and Roll High School Forever. It came out in the early 90s, and it starred Corey Feldman.
Batch knows.
But the thing is, from what I've heard about it, that they don't actually have a Ramones type of band in it. It's just basically Corey Feldman and his band that are the band of the movie.
Oh. It's god awful.
Yeah, I've heard it's pretty bad.
Wow.
Not even this show god awful.
Wow.
That's what happens to a mouse after it listens to music. It puts on a jacket.
Yeah, it does.
That's a cool ass mouse.
I want a mouse like that.
Well, don't you know, whenever like there's you get mice in your house, you just play the Ramones and then suddenly they're cool.
Exactly.
Duh.
I want to see a sequel to Stuart Little where he's a Ramones mouse.
Yes.
He's a singer of a Ramones cover band.
Yes!
Batch, I'm not going to lie, you almost caught me just
saying. Yes!
That's two of this episode.
One for me.
No way to say.
I'm just going to say it, and I'm going to probably get a lot of shit for it, but these two belong on a Predator list. That's what they look
Jesus.
Like.
Jesus! I mean, you're not wrong.
Look at this guy's haircut! Look at it!
He's a nerd, Bead. You don't have your mum does a bowl haircut when you're a nerd.
I never had a bowl haircut because even my mum knew better. And no joke, my mum used to cut my hair because she was a hairdresser. So,
well, if she was a hairdresser, that's fine.
Exactly. And I like how these two dipshits are like the bullies.
Yeah.
When they would, obviously, in any other movie, they'd be the ones who would be picked on.
They would be stuffed in the lockers.
Exactly. And I swear that dude's hair is a helmet. It's not even real hair.
It's a helmet. He's fresh out of Spaceballs.
Oh, and he's got a badge. The nerd there's got a badge that says 1984 on it.
No, I'm batch, not a badge.
Marcy, let's talk about the time we met PJ Songs.
Yes, it was the only horror convention I've ever been to that's ever been in this country.
Indeed. And when we met her, we actually spent a bit of time with her hanging out. And you think, oh, she's out there horror convention, they're going to talk about Halloween or Kerry, but it's like, nah, we're going to talk about Rock and Roll High School.
Yes. And she was very lovely.
Don't mind me, I'm just grooving along.
Damn.
Yeah. Rock and Roll High School. Yeah. Remember cassette tapes?
Indeed.
Remember that's how we used to listen to music?
Damn straight. We should bring that back, cassette tapes.
Oh, well, you know, vinyl made this massive, comeback. What about cassette tapes?
Well, that's true. That is true. According to this movie, trivia, this movie takes place in 1980, but yet it came out in 1989.
Okay, then.
I mean, 79, sorry.
Oh, well, I was about to say, Beat, I think you're about 10 years off there, mate.
I saw this movie in the early 80s, Beat.
I fucked up the name, I apologize.
Of course you did, because you're Beat Baldy Ramone.
I am Baldy Ramone.
He's a balding Ramona.
Balding Ramone.
Has a balding Ramone. I know what I'm doing.
No. Oh, no. They're going to put that mouse against all those stereos.
I thought they were going to shove the mouse up that dude's ass with that poking stick.
That's a different movie.
He was probably wishing for it.
What's with those headphones?
It doesn't really say something when the teachers of this school look exactly the same age as the students.
Yeah. Boots, cats.
Look at all the decibel settings. Peter Frampton, Debbie. Donnie and Marie.
You're going to say Debbie Does Dallas.
I was going to say Debbie Gibson, but she didn't come out till years later. Jeffro Tull.
Right now that mouse is like, this is fucking awesome!
The mouse blew up.
Oh! I like how the Ramones were the top decibel above Led Zeppelin.
Yeah.
Whoops!
Guys are awful.
We found booze! Follow us!
Ad! We are at 24:39.
Right in the middle of... Right in the middle of the...
Exactly. It's another long ad.
Later during this movie, according to trivia, Dick Miller improvised a line that says, "Those Ramones are ugly, ugly people."
Wow, that's a bit mean.
I know. Damn, Dick Miller. Throwing some shade.
A little bit.
He didn't even realize the cameras were on.
He didn't.
See, this is when you need to drop the trivia, when there's ads.
Yes.
So we're like
becoming Gerald of Rivia as well.
That way we're not bored out of our minds watching the Tubi ads.
Indeed. Mm-hmm. All right, another bit of trivia I'm going to read here. Dee Dee Ramone was such a bad actor that his lines were cut from 7 down to 2.
Wow.
And his only lines are, "Hey, pizza," and "Hey, pizza, it's great. Let's dig in." And that's the only thing he says in the movie. Because his line readings were so bad.
Well, with lines like that, yeah. Just saying. Oh, frickin' another ad. Oh, it's a frickin' Samsung flip phone.
I am at 24:43.
We are at 24:39, and the ad is finishing, and we're back. 24:42. Rocking.
Where's the microphone attached to?
Nothing.
Another microphone?
First rule of musical speed, don't worry about it.
That is true.
A wizard did it, Bede.
A wizard did it, yes.
But rock and roll Hogwarts.
Yes.
That would have made Harry Potter so much better.
You know, I'm surprised, given the amount of, like, you know, movie musicals that have been adapted to Broadway as actual musicals, nobody's done the version of Rock and Roll High School yet.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah.
I suppose they would have to get a lot of money just to get, like, use the Ramones songs, I suppose.
Yeah, they would probably charge a shit ton.
Mm.
This is probably why there's so many ads on this movie.
Yes.
And I just want to point out, no woman with jiggling boobs is going to do skip rope without a bra. This is not how things work. You would be in so much pain.
To be fair. This is a Roger Corbin production, and he has always stated, it's like, we need lots of boobs in this movie.
Yeah.
I don't think there's actually any boobs, like naked boobs in this movie, is there?
Yeah, there's no actual, like, showing naked boobs in this movie, but we're going to be like, well, we don't want to put boobs in bras. Let's just make all the women in this movie braless.
They don't have bras on. They're in the tight, you know, very reflective... Yeah. Outfits there. Leotards, yes. Or whatever they're called.
I don't know how these exercises, like, help out the body.
I have no idea what's going on. Now I'm confused. But again, I have no idea what goes on in high schools in movies, because it's not all like what high school was like for me.
Well, this, I keep forgetting, like, Riff Randall's friend, Kate Rambo, that played by Dae Young. I really like her in this movie. I think she's cute in this film.
You think she's a cute?
She's cute. She's a cute lady.
Yeah, she's a cute.
She's a cute.
That's what, she's a cute lady, as we say in Australia.
Right.
Right.
And she's a hard, what, 25 in this movie?
Well, in real life at the moment, she is... Where did I... Lost her. I had a profile up here a second ago. So she's about 65 in real life. So she would have been about 24 when she made this movie.
So I was almost spot on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And let me guess, you'd still go there.
Definitely.
She could get it right, babe. She's a hard 24.
She's a hard 24.
I love how her glasses are bigger than her face.
I know.
Don't mind me. I'm just workshopping a character while we record.
She's like the Rachel Lee Cook from She's All That in this movie. She's like the nerdish character with the glasses, but as soon as she takes the glasses off, she's like 100% like a supermodel beautiful. This is what we did back in the days. Instead of like booking tickets online, we'd actually had to legit wait in line, get tickets.
Yep.
And I would totally, like, bring, like, deck chairs and all that with me so I could just sit there and wait.
Yep. Hey, it's the Ramones. Pizza.
Not singing the song because of copyright.
Exactly.
No more video previews for this show on YouTube.
Exactly. We just have to have it as audio. Because we will get told off. La 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 la.
YouTube will give a, hey, stop that.
Let's say you had the date on there, 1980. On the date on
Yeah, so it came out the year before it was set. That's all.
So technically, this movie's set in the future.
This movie is science fiction.
Yes.
Yes.
I like how the milkman's leaving milk for him.
Aww.
Well, it seems like a play in work because there's now a whole line of people behind
him.
And that... And there's a stereotypical Native American character there, so let's not talk about that.
This movie's cancelled!
Yep.
All the weirdos of Hollywood are all there.
They really were. Why do they have badges with years on it?
There we go. Boys, smoke. Here you go, Marcy.
I like how all the guys are covering their eyes despite the fact there's a fucking female secretary right there.
They're not allowed to look at a female, okay.
Oh my gosh, there's another girl in here. And somehow, like, Clint Howard is younger than Dae Young.
His office is like the TARDIS, is bigger on the inside.
Yes. I think you need to dress up like Clint Howard in this movie.
I will. I'm going to cosplay him at the next convention.
Don't forget the Superman necklace.
Yes. She's adorable.
You said that when Clint Howard was on screen.
Shut up! I wasn't referring to him.
Wow.
Stop it.
No.
No. Oh, jeez.
Yes. Oh, why do I get phone calls when we're recording the podcast?
Well, I had a mail delivery, but luckily that happened before the podcast even started.
Everyone knows, do not disturb me when I'm recording.
Exactly.
Now, sort of like, it's obvious that all three of us are fans of the Ramones. Where would you say your love for the Ramones started? I would actually say this film and also the documentary on the Ramones, End of the Century, was what sparked it. Like, I knew of the Ramones prior to these two films before I saw them. Like, I heard, you know, Wanna Be Sedated and stuff, but I think it was this film and that docker that made me into a huge fan of theirs.
Say early 80s when I got their greatest hits CD. And I played the shit out of that.
I don't know. Just probably whenever I heard it. I honestly can't even remember. I just feel like I've always known the Ramones and the music.
Yeah. It's weird. And the thing is, like, one of the great pioneers.
The thing is, you said it.
Oh my gosh, Clint Howard is me in this movie. No! I don't like this.
Why is there candles on the car?
I like these kind of gags. You think, oh, it's nighttime, but it's just a backdrop. It's kind of, in a way, like almost like a precursor to parody films in some regard.
Mm-hmm. This is...
All right, guys, this is how you're supposed to make love to a woman. And what you need to do when you're on a date.
Make sure she's a blow-up doll. But make sure her mouth is open so your willy can fit in there.
Allegedly.
Allegedly.
The doll just punched him in the face.
I love the balloon sound effects.
Yeah. But that's what it sounds like when you touch boobies.
So basically, this is a Booby Tuesday moment.
It is very Booby Tuesday.
Oh, jeez.
Just another Booby Tuesday.
What are we doing wrong?
Wish it were.
I just like that little moment. It's like she looks at her and is like, oh, have another quick pick. There we go.
I couldn't think of a funny line to rhyme with Monday.
It's the every man's struggle trying to unstrap a bra.
Not me. I am a professional.
Just use the scissors. She's got the nipple tassels on.
I mean,
why do I get the feel of that?
I think that's that's actually the most like the dirtiest joke in this movie.
Mm.
Yeah.
To be honest.
Booby fair.
Booby fair.
Booby fair. I I am female and I have boobs and I wear bra and half the time I can't even get them on and off. They're so just confusing and annoying.
How long has Riff been in line for? It must have been like 3-4 days now.
Yep.
Definitely a while.
That is some more shit.
That's a bit rude. 2 days, B. Okay, two days.
Okay, 2 days. Sorry.
I feel like her outfit has been like Harley Quinn a little bit now.
Oh, yeah, it does too. And that's obviously Calista Flockhart.
Jesus.
But you're right, though. Riff Randall's outfit does remind me a little bit of Harley Quinn's.
Mm.
Shut up, is what Riff is thinking.
She got told.
She needs to punch her in the fucking face, man.
Fight, 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 fight.
B, that's a different movie.
I think if these two did actually fight, Riff Randall would kick her ass pretty easily.
Yeah. She'd just smash her head into that glass.
Riff, to me, seems like a scrapper. She would just use, like, whatever around her as a weapon to beat the shit out of her.
Gabba gabba.
Oh, yeah. Here they are, the Ramones.
Cats.
Head banging.
Yeah, I'm gonna eat chicken!
Fried chicken!
Fried chicken!
Is that a link? I've got a guitar.
Where's your fried chicken? Nom nom nom.
Fucking hell, there's fried chicken or chicken in every movie we're watching now.
My chicken, the chicken shattered my guitar joke.
It did!
That's okay.
Bede, it's the pink car from the Spider-Man cartoon.
We found the link of the 2D cinematic universe. It's fried chicken.
It's fried chicken.
And also, that pink car's the same one from He-Man and the Masters of the Universe. There we go.
Yes!
Grindelwald stole that car after they got out of it.
Look at my hair, so Ramone-like.
I like how Joey Ramone is like, don't touch me. Get away from me.
Don't touch me, motherfucker. I'm Joey Ramone.
Hey, there's Cyndi Lauper.
What do you guys think of the casting of Pete Davidson as Joey Ramone in the upcoming Ramones biopic?
It's interesting casting. I mean, I know he's playing a more younger Joey Ramone. So I'm kind of curious to see how he does it. He's not someone who I would have thought of playing him. I know, what's his name? Joel David Moore, who was like in Avatar. And,
yes, I saw that movie, CG movie.
Yeah, he played Joey Ramone in that film, and he sort of has that look of Joey Ramone. So.
Ugly motherfucker look, is what you're trying to say.
Yeah. I honestly think, and I'm not complaining about this.
Killer Rip!
The movie's The songs in this movie are pretty fucking awesome. But I think if you cut out all the songs in this movie, this will probably only go for like 25 minutes.
Yeah. Pretty much.
And I love the fact that they actually play all their songs in full.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we gotta, not get kicked off YouTube.
It makes sense because all of... quite a number of the Ramones songs only went for like 2 minutes each, so... I see you looking like Clarissa Flockhart more than ever this morning.
Yeah.
Come this way, the boys, I want to fuck you.
What is that guy wearing back there?
I don't know! It's like mesh, but it only goes as far as just above his nipples.
He wants to show off his nipples?
Look, he's showing off his nipples.
Yeah. He should have given that to Dolph Lundgren in Master of the Universe.
Yes. Pretty much all of Riff's fake notes for Miss Togar is basically like, my mum died.
Yeah.
My goldfish died. It's been a tough week for poor Riff.
It has.
A 100 tickets? Well, we're all sold out, everyone. This girl right here took all the tickets.
So she bought tickets for the whole school?
Yeah.
Yes.
Because she's the coolest. Riff,
exactly. That's why Riff Randall is awesome. Because she's the person who'll buy tickets for everyone.
A concert? What's a concert?
You say there's a concert?
Do these Ramones perform Mozart at the concert? Look at the nerd in the background.
How did she make the newspaper? Or was that the school paper?
That's the school paper. She's been outed now. Her evil plan to get those tickets almost worked, but then it got foiled by the school newspaper.
Damn you, journalism!
You nearly...
that almost got me too.
We're getting so close, but not yet.
It's probably going to happen, and I'm scared.
I'm always scared.
I'm drinking water as well, guys.
I'm drinking a Red Bull, and knowing me, it's going to get everywhere and destroy everything. Oh, jeez. And of course, you know, Riff Randall's still
wearing... How is he in the drawer? Hey, Bede. Someone's given her a pearl necklace.
No! He just ate the goldfish!
Son of a bitch.
He licked it first, but he ate it. But yes, you're right. She's got a pearl necklace.
I was going to say, that fucking asshole overshadowed my pearl necklace joke.
I know, I apologize.
I realized as he was about to eat the fish, I'm like, the fuck?
Why is it that all teachers in high school wear the exact same clothes? Especially male teachers, like, wear those bow ties and coats and that?
What the hell? They assaulted her. Ad.
I think they did. And they I'm did. Scared.
42-54
is where I'm at.
We're very closely in sync, which is good.
Yes.
To be at la 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 la.
Tubi, we love you, but can you at least ease down on the ads a little bit?
Tubi's all like, "Was that more ads? Okay."
You want less ads? Here's at least another 10 more.
At least, give us a KFC ad. It's all we ask for.
Or give us a sponsorship.
Exactly. Yeah.
Exactly.
Tubi.
Booby Fair?
Booby Fair.
That was a Miss Booby Fair, so.
Booby Fair coming soon.
Yes.
Tubi Tuesday After Dark, Booby Fair.
Booby Fair. Oh, come on.
Not to be confused with Tubi Fair coming soon on the Pop4D Entertainment Network.
All right. Now, before a bit of trivia, before the Ramones were picked as the band for the film, Todd Rundgren.
Yep.
Was going to be the star of the was going to be the musical act of the film, but both sides couldn't reach an agreement.
And it wouldn't have gotten over because who the fuck is Todd Rundgren?
Exactly. But then Cheap Trick were contacted, but a similar situation happened. But then another and Van Halen were also considered as well.
That would have been interesting.
I could see Van Halen in this film. And then finally, an exec name dropped the Ramones, who had just recorded like or Shire Records, who it's a department of Warner Brothers Records. And the director, being a huge fan of the band, agreed. And then that's
how. And we're back. 42:52.
How they got the band for the film. And since this movie came out, Rundgren has regretted turning this movie down.
Of course he did.
I don't know.
But he is going to the Hall of Fame this year, so.
Yes.
So what? Everyone gets a concert ticket and she gets nothing.
Because she got molested.
She did. I don't like this.
She got molested in the little boys' room.
No!
And they took her ticket as well. Oh my gosh, Marcy, this is almost like the same plot as that episode of The Simpsons where Bart, everyone in Springfield has a ticket to go see the...
Oh, yeah. The
Itchy and Scratchy movie, and then, like, Homer takes away Bart's ticket.
That's where they got the idea from, obviously.
Definitely. Gotta put on some more Ramones.
Rah.
Well, this movie is the best Well, this movie is the best product placement for the Ramones.
It's the best of product placement movies next to Super Nintendo. I mean, Nintendo with the Wizard.
Yes.
Okay, that's not the music, but you know. La 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 la.
This is their most. This is the Ramones' most serious song because they're using acoustic guitars instead of electric.
Why has he got Freddy Krueger behind him? He's got the stripes of Freddy Krueger.
This is not the song from the movie because we don't want copyright strikes on the podcast.
La 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 la. Is she getting stoned?
Yes.
No. Oh, her. I wasn't even paying attention.
I thought you meant me. I'm like, of course I am.
Oh, I know you are, yeah. Better give Bede some vape.
Here, Bede. There you go, bud.
And, okay. Smoke.
Bravo, sir.
Shut up!
Another bit of trivia about this film. This was the first scene shot for the film.
Thanks. I don't like his jeans. They're very suggestive that he wet his pants.
Actually, they are. Oh, and another bit of trivia. At the time of filming, PJ Souls was 28 years old, and she was actually older than three of the four members of the band.
No.
And only Johnny Ramone was older than PJ Souls.
Yeah.
And that's him right there with his odd hair.
With his Marcy-esque hair.
Johnny's like, for fuck's sakes, Joey.
Damn it, Joey. Let us have a crack at her.
Jesus. Oh, hello. I mean, what?
Oh, hello. Hello.
That escalated quickly.
Those are some very barely there undies. That's almost like the same undies Sigourney Weaver wore in Alien. They're like literal string.
Bede, that was the style at the time.
That is true, and it came out the same year as this movie, so.
There you go. And that's probably why they hired a 28-year-old actress.
Let's be honest, Joey's just like Lurch, isn't he?
Yes. Hey, the band's in Dee Dee Ramone's in my shower, and I'm going to have sex with him.
Jesus.
Dee Dee Ramone's about to get electrocuted in my shower.
Yeah, that's not very safe. Kids, don't try that at home. That's to signify she came in her pants.
I like the drummer just looked at the cameras like, oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
Oh, look at that love pad.
Look how furry it is.
That looks super comfy.
That looks like a weed den.
Yes.
I'm gonna go get one of those.
And it's a Warlock van.
That is a dope van.
Mm, I like it.
I liked how back in the 70s and 80s, everyone just rolled around in vans.
You could say I pop 4D for that van.
Look, oh my god, it's got a TV and stereo!
It's got a TV, it's got a minibar. See, yeah, it's...
I'm getting this van.
Probably got 5G and a Casper mattress.
Yes.
Be right back, I'm just going to get this van.
This is a limo van. I like how Clint Howard is like the main man that everyone goes to for relationship advice.
I mean, who else would you go to? You?
That hurt my feelings, Vasi. I feel very hurt now.
I'm sorry, I take it back.
Yes, as you should.
Not really.
No. Now, do I look like Harley Jane? Oh, fuck, I got the name.
What did you call her?
Harley Jane? Who the fuck is Harley Jane?
Leave me alone. I didn't get much sleep last night.
Neither did I, mate.
Is Harley Jin,
That's not alcoholic.
Harley Jin, there we go.
Harley Jin is out. Harley Jin is Asylum Harley Quinn.
Yes.
I was going to say it's the alcoholic Harley Quinn.
Exactly. Am I drunk for you, Mr. J?
Is that how you take drugs?
Hey, that's what happens to me when I'm drunk, Marcy.
So when you smoke, you go, smoke, smoke, smoke.
Hold on, I gotta take another coke. Smoke, smoke.
Look at Riss' outfit. What is it?
I don't know, but I approve.
It looks like something Wally would wear. Where's Wally?
I think I'm just gonna go out and get Riff Randall's outfits.
She's a style icon.
Mm-hmm.
The Ramones is the only band in the universe in this universe.
Exactly.
Yeah.
No other music exists except for the Ramones.
Don't you miss those old school phones?
No.
I do.
I'm nostalgic for them.
I miss the old school phones too, but I've always wanted one of those Hamburglar.
Hamburglar?
Fucking hell, I'm making... fucking slips all night. I should leave this podcast right now.
It's the weed I gave you.
Oh jeez, it is. Somehow the weed has somehow gone through the internet and made it through my site.
It's because you're inhaling it. Smoke, smoke, smoke.
fuck
you. Who's broken? I'm broken.
Listen. I love you guys, but fuck you guys at the same time.
We love you. Shut up.
I'm crying.
And so am I.
Back to the movie.
Is that guitarist in the background of that picture got blackface? Because it looks like he does.
I don't want to look at that bead.
No.
I'm disturbed.
Oh, jeez.
Look how he's sort of covering the Jack Daniels.
I was about to say. It's, oh no, it's right in skew now. Oh, jeez.
That's not an outfit. Those are just pajamas that Riff's wearing. Like, really sort of, like, skin-tight pajamas.
Or I think tights, she's wearing leggings or tights, yeah.
Hmm.
Oh, jeez.
Hey, now.
Okay, this does not sound like she's describing eating a pizza.
I don't think Riff Randall's ever had a pizza in her life.
Joey Ramone's and sexy are two words that do not belong together.
I want her glasses.
Yeah, those glasses are pretty awesome.
They're kind of like the glasses from Freddy's Revenge. With the lightning bolts on it.
Mm. Quick, we gotta find a telephone!
If only cell phones existed!
So this is what happened back in the day. Like, there was a competition on the radio, and you didn't have a mobile phone. You had to go, like, look for an actual payphone to even call in.
Yep. Or listen to the show from home.
Yes.
Ugh. Alright, I keep watching the movie. I have to go to the toilet, and I'm
gonna try and beat to the phone.
I have to check on the animals. I'm just gonna move this. No, maybe that doesn't work.
What Riff Randall doesn't realize, that's the same phone booth from the movie Phone Booth, and Kiefer Sutherland's got his like diaper gun on him.
I'll be back. Keep going without me. We don't stop on this podcast.
Exactly. We don't stop.
Don't stop. Smoke. Why do I get the feeling that's going to be a running joke for all future podcasts? Smoke.
Smoke.
This poor guy, all he wanted to do was like make a call to his girlfriend and they just completely ruined it.
Or that's going to be probably our best-selling t-shirt that just says smoke.
See, we're going to put that on a t-shirt now. We're going to put every saying that we have ever said on this podcast on a t-shirt. We've already
Like one of Marcy's kind of like outline, her arts, of someone like leaning over to the side and just smoke.
Yes.
Coming out of the actual word balloon. It's a word balloon.
Verbal. Oh, he was so upset that Riff Randall had to cancel their date that he literally bit the phone and broke it. Dude, you got like a cool looking van. I think you'll be alright.
You need to bring her back to this rapey creep van.
Exactly.
And just smash.
It's got mirrors on the top of it. I like it. This is the outfit he wears that he considers hip. And he's got his hat looks like a mushroom on top of his head. This would be me at a concert.
I can see that.
Yes.
It's that mouse.
That mouse again. And a bit of trivia about this mouse. The mouse is played by Rob Bottin. And for those who don't know who he is, Rob Bottin was the man behind the special effects for The Thing.
Nice.
And I think he was like only like somewhere between, he was either 17, 18 or 19 when he did the special effects for that movie. He was like a genius, like a young genius.
What was the last concert you went to, Bede?
Oh, geez. I'm trying to think, what was the last concert I went to? I know one of the last ones I went to. I went and saw Paul McCartney.
Nice.
That was great. I'm trying to think.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Smoke.
There you go,
bud.
Well, yep, I'm smoking off screen. Smoke. But what was the last one you went to, Batch?
That would be Foo Fighters in Toronto.
Nice.
At the Rogers Center. Amazing.
That would have been awesome.
They played for 3 hours.
Oh, sweet. Yeah, when I went and saw Paul McCartney, I think he was like in his early 70s at the time. And you're thinking, oh, you know, he's older. He's probably going to ease back. But no, he was rocking it.
Oh, I can imagine.
That whole show. He had more energy in him on that show than I've seen even young performers half his age. Here we go. Basically, what I love about this concert scene, it's basically just a four-song montage of Ramone songs played back-to-back.
That's funny. She won her own tickets back. Oh, she didn't. Never mind.
Oh, they got their tickets elsewhere, but I think Miss Toga, she gave those tickets to the nuns. Although you're gonna say those nuns definitely know how to rock out.
Oh yeah.
This monster, she wants skirts below their knees.
She must be stopped.
Exactly. She's even worse than... who's the character from Harry Potter and the Order of the Phoenix? She's like... I can't remember her name, but she was like an evil troll woman too.
It's funny because she was... Both her and the teacher guy were at Eating Raoul together.
I was going to say, like, Paul Bartel, who plays Mr. McGee, the teacher, he also directed that movie, too.
And I think they were Chopping Mall together, too.
Yeah. See, that's a movie we need to do at some point, Chopping Mall. That movie is a classic.
Look at me with the movie trivia.
I know, I have to sip now because you did the trivia. I'm just kind of puzzled. It's like, this is what everyone wore back in the late 70s, early 80s, when they went to concerts, was wearing clothes like these.
Well, it depends on the concert.
Yes. Well, Dae Young's character's name Kate, but her last name's Rambo. Someone should make, like, a fan edit version of this film that actually legit composites John Rambo in the movie. Yeah. Let's go to a Ramones concert. Whee!
They have they have no authority to kidnap her and bring her to the school. We should just point that out right now.
Exactly. This is out of school. This is out of school hours. So they have no authority to do this.
It's like I was never gone.
You missed it.
Marcy.
Okay, so I got the best idea for a t-shirt for us.
Yes.
So it'll be, you'll do the outline of like someone smoking a joint, and the smoke is a little word bubble that comes out smaller to bigger. It says smoke.
Yep. Done.
Yes.
Done and done. Coming soon. Oh, God. My cats are a nightmare today. Anyway, I want that cape that she's wearing.
It's like PJ Souls.
Look at that girl's cape. It's very, like, well, the reverse of, like, a Dusty Rhodes WWE outfit.
Mm-hmm. Everyone's wearing leopard print.
It was the 80s.
Yeah, that is true.
Ew, he looks like a pedo.
You got up me for saying the two Boy Scouts look like they belong on a sexual predator list, but it's okay for you to call this guy a pedo.
I said he looks like one. He's hitting on what are meant to be underage girls.
That is true.
And look, he's got the pedo glasses.
Well, to be fair, they're all hard 18.
Oh, add.
I say to be fair, after you say to be fair, then we get an ad. You're on to us.
To be fair.
Coming soon on Pop 4D.
To be fair. Doop doop.
Oh my God, we're getting an ad for bloody deodorant. Apparently it's insinuating we smell.
Apparently. Mostly me.
Oh, but you can say you smell bead.
I can say that. I'm self-deprecating myself.
I almost thought you said self-defecating, and I was a bit worried for a second.
Oh, no. No.
I was going to say, you might need to see a doctor. That doesn't sound good.
So I'm at an hour 47, and Marcy, we're over halfway through this movie.
Yeah. We're an hour 44, and we have another ad. Come on, boobies. I mean, two bees.
Now, I'm
too distracted. So
Now, come here's on. An interesting...
Come on, let's see some tits!
Now, the yes. the male lead of this movie, the blonde hair guy, the nerdish yeah. guy, that's Vincent Van Patten. And interesting enough, besides being an actor, he's actually a champion tennis player.
Oh. Really?
So basically in 1982 and 83, he won the US Open twice and Wimbledon once.
So what you're saying is he likes playing with balls.
Exactly.
All right, we are ready to get back to the movie. 1 hour and 44 seconds now.
Yep.
Obviously not on the back of a truck.
These two look like rejects for villains on the Batman 60 TV show.
Like Bulk and yes. Skull from Power Rangers.
Oh, yes!
Let's go! I mean, I didn't say that. It's not on my t-shirt either.
Wait. I'll say the badge before, Marcy. What I love about this scene, it's basically just play four Ramones songs back to back to back.
Da da la la, no copyright strikes. La la la. Da 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 da. Oh, there's a fairy! There's a fairy! This movie is so inclusive. I love it.
Yes.
Yeah.
And there's a giant. And don't forget the giant mouse, Marty.
Yeah.
He's rocking out too. And there's two nuns in the crowd too.
Well, nuns can like the Ramones.
Exactly.
La la la.
Play it faster.
Da
do do.
Da na na. There's a fairy having fun.
I like how the mouse, it's like mice, when, according to this film, when they hear music too loud, their heads explode. He's got like little earmuffs on his head, so his head doesn't explode.
To be fair, your average Ramones concert is like only an hour, because they would play the songs twice as fast and burn through like 30 songs in an hour.
That is true.
I have actually seen the Ramones at Lollapalooza.
Oh.
I just remembered that.
Wow.
Wow.
Very cool. I'm not that cool because I barely go to concerts as it is.
While you were away, I asked Bede, what was the last concert he went to? So what's the last concert you went to, Marcy?
I don't remember.
Well, we went and saw Rodriguez together.
Yeah, but did I see anything after that? I honestly can't remember. I really don't know.
Hey, oh.
Don't remember.
For me, it was me and Mrs. Batch and Foo Fighters in Toronto.
Oh, nice. I really can't remember. It's kind of, like, weirding me out a little bit. That's how much I don't go to concerts.
It'll be interesting once COVID goes away and everyone gets vaccinated. Eventually, when you guys get your vaccines.
Yeah.
Yes. Another good idea. Sorry, go ahead.
How concerts and everything are going to blow up again.
Oh, yeah.
Mm. Yeah, I mean, something like this scene with mosh pits and all that would be very... Although, interesting trivia about this scene, because I'm dropping some more knowledge, all these fans, they're all real-life Ramones fans, obviously, but their mosh pit was so intense it actually legit terrified PJ Souls.
Wow.
Because it was that intense.
Damn.
Where does it say?
Okay. Mosh pits were so 2019.
Yeah. Because, like, the crowd got really out of control and insane that, yeah. They did, so PJ Souls was terrified.
Yeah.
Oh, Marcy, I found out. You know the teacher who we saw before? You know what his last name is?
No.
McGee.
No. It's Fuckface McGee. So it's a bit of an in-joke because I call everything a McGee for some reason. If I don't like someone, I'm like, what a fuckface McGee.
I like how, like, that back there, that shot with Riff and Kate, like, going really fast motion. That wasn't actually sped up. That's how really fast they are going in that concert.
I right can now. Imagine. Like, people would have gone not so.
I've been in a couple.
Yeah, when I saw the Black Keys when I was in the US, I was, you know, right at the front, and I remember, like, people so much taller than me trying to stand in front of me, and I was, like, whacking people in the head with my elbow. Being like, get the fuck out of my way. Like, you don't mess with Marcy at a concert, okay? But I think maybe if I saw live music, I could have gone and seen, like, local bands or something. I honestly don't remember. That chick is showing a lot of nipple there. It was hard not to notice.
And this was meant to be a kid's film. Well, to think, this is back at the time there was basically, like, only two ratings. It was either PG or R rating. There was no PG-13 at the time, so this would have been a PG film.
It would have been, yes. La 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 la.
Da, 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 da. It really bums me out that the only living member of the band now,
yeah,
especially in this lineup, is only drummer Marky Ramone. Everyone else has passed on since this movie.
They will live on immortally.
Exactly.
They live on in my t-shirt.
And that episode of The Simpsons.
Yes. How could we ever forget?
Was that
I said, I just want to say this gig sucks.
Was that where?
Screw you, Springfield.
Is that when he goes get the Rolling Stones killed?
Yes.
Yes.
Bring me the Rolling Stones.
Have the Rolling Stones killed.
Go to hell, you old bastard. Hey, I think they liked us. Well, there's a lot of cocaine sniffing. Look at this. Hey, it's Bob Ross.
It's coked out Bob Ross.
How does that go? Be said, sniff, 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 sniff.
Yes.
Sniff, 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 snort.
Sniff, sniff, sniff. See,
you gotta go sniff, sniff.
See, people, if you sign up to our Patreon and watch our video exclusive versions of Super Tuesday, you get to enjoy all the fun we're doing on screen right now.
Sniff, sniff, sniff.
For people to become patrons of your Patreon.
Exactly. Yes. Exactly. Why would you not want to be a Patreon? It's so ridiculously cheap, and you get so much content, like, so much per week. It's insane.
If we can get 100 subscribers on Patreon, all three of us will do a rendition of a Ramones song. We'll dress up as the Ramones and play a song.
Yes.
And I'll be Joey Ramone because he's got the best hair.
Actually, that's his set with the guitar.
I want Johnny Ramone because he's got the best hair.
It doesn't matter which one. They've all got my hair. Batch has a guitar ready, so.
Do I know how to play it? No, I don't. That makes it perfect, because neither do the Ramones.
Why does Marky Ramone kind of look a little bit like Freddie Mercury?
I can see it.
It's a pinhead.
Yeah, I was just like, what is going on?
Is this the fourth or fifth song? Because I've lost count how many songs.
I have no idea, but every time that you say Gubba Gubba, I'm like, yo, Gubba Gubba?
Well, that's where they got it.
Yes. Yo, Gubba Gubba.
Yo, Gubba Gubba. Yo,
Gubba Gubba. What the?
Hey, yo, got some fucking Gubba Gubba over here, mother... Hey-o, hey-o.
Hey-o.
Oh, my head. I dreamt I was going to be a world champion tennis player.
He had a dream where balls were flying at his face. Why does he look like Johnny Lawrence?
He does, now that you say it.
He's Johnny Lawrence's nerdy brother.
Jesus.
He got kicked out of Cobra Kai.
He was too much of a nerd.
He got beaten up by Johnny Lawrence. That's how much of a nerd he was. This is the fifth song so far. Not that we're complaining.
We're just watching a concert of the Ramones.
This is what the movie literally is. At least a good 20 minutes of it is just concert footage of the Ramones.
Yeah, but you see, like, at least with Rock and Roll High School, you can enjoy, like, the music stuff.
The music's really good.
You know, when I was watching Robo War, you know, 20 minutes, they're just walking around slowly in the jungle to, like, the wackiest 80s synth music, and nothing happens. It's so ridiculously boring.
They could be doing the remake with BTS.
I was actually thinking BTS.
But here's the... What I love about this movie, especially this scene in particular, like you're watching it and it feels like you are at a concert because it's sort of like one of those rare music films, especially ones with an actual story and stuff like that, where you feel like you're there with everyone watching this concert.
Yeah, I'm just headbanging right now.
And I think that's probably how I became a fan of the band was because of this scene, because it felt like, oh, I get the band now.
Yeah.
That giant mouse is hanging in there.
Yeah.
He's potting down that mouse. Although, I want to know, how did he get big? He's a mutant mouse.
Beat, it's a fairy. Get with the times. Yes. It's an all-inclusive movie.
Sniff, sniff, sniff.
Sniff, sniff, sniff. So if you're going to do, like, you know, some heroin, is it like, pin, inject, inject, inject?
Yes.
Oh, no, it's more overdose, overdose, overdose.
When you finally get your vaccine shot, you'll be like, 5Gs.
I got the 5Gs. I got the microchip from Bill Gates.
Magnets, how do they work?
They did five songs and they were done for the night.
Here's your best friend's bead. That was a creepy, creepy thing.
Oh.
No! They're raping her! Oh, add. Add.
They said they were doing a body search, but it was more than a body search.
We're at 1 hour, 12 minutes, no 58 means no. seconds. No.
They belong
no.
on a they,
means no.
They belong on a No. No. Means no.
No, exactly.
No, no. Means
no.
No.
Oh jeez. Yeah, they need to be on a predator list. Though at least those characters, not the actors who play them, just those characters.
The characters.
I'm Chris Hansen.
He just rocks up out of nowhere.
Hello, I'm Chris Hansen.
And sit down over here, please.
We're at 1 hour, 12 minutes, 58 seconds. And we're still in the middle of the ad. We're getting a Macy's fragrance ad.
Macy's fragrance.
What is that you two boys have with you? Funyuns and condoms? What do you need those?
Now it's like deodorant ads and perfumes. Bead, you smell...
No.
And an ad for a car? And it's like, well, we don't have our license, so fuck off.
Chris Hansen for...
I don't mean to smell.
For Old Spice deodorant.
Hello, I'm Chris Hansen for Old Spice. Ew. Well, fucking hell, another ad. Hey, ads, fuck off. Hey, ads, fuck off.
Fuck off. Oh, jeez.
That's
Tubi ads. Just the Tubi ads. No other ads.
We really should think about cutting these commercials from the end podcast.
I don't know. I think based on the download things, everyone seems to be enjoying our show as it is.
Yeah. I mean, if you want us to cut the bits with the ads, just let us know. Hey, ho, let us know. All right, ads are almost like, share, finished.
Subscribe.
Like, share, subscribe. Subscribe. Okay.
I think a highlight of this episode needs to be us just singing all throughout everything.
Yes. And we're back at 1 hour, 30 minutes.
No, the highlight of this episode beat is when you broke me.
Yes, that's the only highlight you need.
Smoke, smoke, smoke.
Smoke, smoke, smoke.
I think your smoke, first smoke,
smoke.
One was...
All right. Here comes Didi Ramone's one line, one or two lines throughout this whole movie. Pizza?
Pizza. I gotta hear it. Yeah, I want some. Oh, pizza.
Award-winning
pizza. Ew.
Why can't he eat pizza?
Poor Joey. He's not allowed to eat pizza.
Ew.
Yes, eat salad. Yes, eat salad.
That's disgusting. The way he's feeding it to him. He's just shoving it in his
mouth, too. I don't like it. Look at his facial acting, Didi Ramone.
Wow.
Okay, he may not be the best actor when it comes to delivering dialogue, but when it comes to facial expressions, he's a genius.
Yep. That's for sure.
Did they just throw a pizza at Mick Jagger on the wall?
Yeah,
probably.
They're going to have the Rolling Stones killed. Holy shit! This is where the Simpsons got that joke.
And then in the Rolling Stones Rock and Roll High School, they threw pizza at the Ramones.
Yes.
What universe is that movie in?
Now, Marcy, who was the teacher in Harry Potter and the Order of the Phoenix? Was it Miss Umbridge? Was the bitchy?
Yeah, Dolores Umbridge.
Yeah, she's who she reminds
me of. Yeah. Yeah. Hey, look at that girl's rainbow top. That's cool.
Yeah, I like how she's just wearing a bra at school.
I love all the fashion in this movie.
The fashion in this movie should have won an Oscar.
I know, right?
Records, I like those.
No! Not all the Ramones records.
She's like the equivalent of John Lithgow in Footloose. They're not allowed to have like music and dancing and shit.
Yeah, but at least he wasn't as sadistic as she.
Well, if you gave him a chance, he would have burnt down the music and dancing.
That is probably true.
What do these guys get out of acting the way they do?
They're the bullies.
Like, really?
And they occasionally get to do cavity searches.
Rapity searches, more like it. Oh no, they're burning his crotch!
That crotch was on fire.
Oh god, I just saw a dude in the crowd that looked like my dad in the 70s.
I thought I also saw Steven Spielberg in the crowd too. Oh, Alice Cooper.
That must have been expensive.
Yep. I think you could actually see those two rocket nuns in the crowd as well. They're not happy about this book burning either.
They're progressive nuns.
Book burning. Not book burning, sorry.
He's making the principal humble there.
Oh, I had cheeked it, bitch! Make you humble!
Luckily, the Ramones walk up.
I want the Ramones car right now.
We heard that someone was burning our albums. Let's go save the day.
But first, we have to have a smoke, smoke, smoke. And a little sniff, sniff, sniff!
Whoa!
Hey, we're not students, we're the Ramones, you know, because this is my best line doing all day. What do you...
Did I nearly get you there, Bede?
Yes, you almost did get me.
Yes. Yeah, it's the title of the movie!
Said the thing!
Quick, it's time for another music montage.
How skinny was Joey Ramone there? Oh my god.
Sorry?
Joey Ramone is like a twig.
Oh yeah, he was like very thin in real life. Yeah. And very tall. Wait just a fucking minute. You got the Ramones there and you're playing somebody else's song. That's a sacrilege. Look at these people.
Yeah, but they can't play the Ramones. They burnt all their vinyls.
That actually makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like Derby. We just saw it.
Yes. This is definitely one of the great high school films ever made.
Yeah. It's a fun fucking movie.
Oh, yeah.
I like that they converted the principal teacher, whatever he is.
That's a good gag.
Well, and with the exception of these guys, it is pretty harmless movie, too.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
These guys are what's wrong with this movie.
Mm. Although, luckily, they are the villains of this movie.
Yeah.
And they get their comeuppance.
They get their mop cup ups.
The mop cup cups. Smoke.
Smoke.
Mr. McGee. Oh, it's the mouse's mum.
I hate mouse work.
I like how no one's puzzled that there's like giant mice walking around this whole world.
I don't know. I mean, it's produced by, like, Roger Corman, so yeah, it's, you know, silly.
Yes.
Hey, yo, it's silly.
Let's destroy the school.
I just keep singing, no, why no, means no.
Why are they
oh, no, cannibalism! They're gonna cook the nerd.
Oh, jeez.
I don't know. These kids need to be stopped now. That's going way too far.
Yeah.
The Simpsons must have got that gag too, because they were cooking the children that one episode.
Mr. McGee is having an awakening.
He is. Oh, hello, showers.
And you don't see anything, so...
Yeah, it's a clever way to have that in there. Yeah. Ew, looks like dog food. Oh, jeez!
It's funny.
What a Fifty Shades of Grey movie is this?
50 Shades of Gruel.
Ew.
Did Rock and Roll High School create splotching?
Yes. Ew.
That food does not look appetizing at all.
Well, no wonder they're throwing it over the cooks.
The Ramones just killed those two guys.
How far is this hallway?
Jesus.
Whee!
Well, they kind of deserve it.
And they died.
And they died and went back to their home planet of Rapeville.
Yes.
Jesus.
I don't know if we can turn this, Riff Randall. I mean, you should have called the cops.
You're a troublemaker, Riff.
Here we go.
This is how Class of Newcomb High started.
Oh, no. Yeah, but the problem is next week is Bede's pick. But the week after that is the Patreon voted pick with Batch's poll options. La 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 la. I mean,
not the song that's in the movie. Not the song that's in the movie. Please don't copyright strike.
I always love it when the Ramones did covers of other people's songs. Yeah. And it's just like, they were always awesome. I can imagine this would have been a fun movie to make.
Yeah.
That's the thing, though, like what we were saying before. It's a movie that... This is one of those few movies that I can think of that it's very hard to hate.
Mm-hmm. If you hate this movie, you're a wanker.
Exactly. And you're most likely like Mrs. Torga. And that's the thing, though. And I said it again. It's the tone of it. It's so joyful and fun and happy. Like, it's just such a good time.
Yeah. Well, that's why I picked this movie.
Yes.
Because it is fun, and we needed another, like, musical movie.
Mm. That's a big, though. Again.
Again?
Boots and cats.
At some point in the future, I am going to pick a musical, and I'm going to be picking Breakin' 2 Electric Boogaloo. Nice.
When that happens, my phone. I don't... Hey, Siri, can you rap for me? Oh!
You should ask Siri, can you sing the remote for me?
Sing a rap song.
Somehow they survived.
How is this not working?
Have you guys ever watched that one YouTuber, Stevie T?
Here's one I've been practicing. Boots and cats and boots and cats and boots and cats and boots and cats and boots. I could do this all day. Cats and boots and 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 cats.
That's what I was trying to get it to do.
Nice.
Sorry.
Have you ever guys watched that YouTuber CBT, Steve Terryberry?
No, I don't think I have.
What do they do?
He's a guitar guy. He's like a really nerdy guitar guy, but he just shreds. He's awesome. Shout out to Stevie T. You guys got to watch him and follow him on YouTube.
Nice. I'll check him out. Dick Miller!
It's that damn Dick Miller again. I love Dick Miller.
I know. He was the best.
Yeah. He's no longer with us as well. He only passed away like only a few years ago.
Yeah,
but
it wasn't that long ago.
Right. Oh, but he was still working right up until the end. And Dick Miller always looked the same.
That is true.
I suppose that's the power of working with Roger Corman. He just made...
Yeah.
I mean, even Roger Corman has been the same, has been looking the same for like 40 years now.
I know, right?
The Texas Chainsaw Riff Randall.
It's not doing a very good cutting job. Leatherface wouldn't be too impressed.
No.
I mean, now he would be.
It's obvious that it's just a wind blowing all the paper.
B, don't destroy the illusion.
We destroyed all of our student files.
This is before computers were made.
No one's going to know all the bad shit we did when we go to college.
I don't know if they're going to go to college, Bede.
They'll go to rock and roll college. That should have been the perfect sequel.
Yes, I know.
Rock and roll college.
Rock and roll and then college.
They should make a sequel, right? They should make a sequel right now. They should make a sequel right now and call it Rock and Roll Old People's Home.
No. The sequel, Rock and Roll Night School.
Yes!
Followed up by Rock and Roll Lockdown.
Yes.
Rock and Roll Zoom Call? Yeah.
It's those test tubes that were in every science classroom.
Yes.
And every scientist used in every movie ever.
Mm-hmm. What's she gonna do, blow up the Ramones?
I hope not.
You're an honorary Ramone.
She's now a Riffy Ramone.
Riffy Ramone.
I should know. My name is Tits McGee.
Fuck!
Was that Ralph Macchio back there? It looked like Ralph Macchio.
You've killed me with that joke!
I broke both of you on this show today, but you almost broke me.
But neither of you made me do a spit take yet.
That is true.
Oh, shit. Tits McGee. Bede, you're not supposed to tell everyone my moonlighting name.
That's the your name you use for After Dark with Tits McGee.
Tits McGee.
Tits McGee.
Oh God.
But you have to host the show from a kiddie pool.
Yeah.
Why does this guy look like the Dina Laser from the Human Centipede film?
He's creeping me out. Put him in prison.
How does she change outfits in between the time, like, they were in the hall and out here?
She's Riff Randall. She does whatever she wants.
That is true.
Sorry, she's Riffy Ramone. Actually, do you know what t-shirt I should have worn?
What?
What's that?
Where is it? Shit. I think I've got it put away.
Remind me of swirling my mustache here.
The Ramones t-shirt you got me a few years ago, Bede, but what's the catch with that t-shirt?
It's all pictures of Razor Ramon.
Nice.
I forgot all about that. I should have worn that, damn it. Which would have only been available for our Patreons to see.
All right. Now, Matt, since you're the man behind the Hall of Fame in the background, who from this movie is going to make the Tubi Hall of Fame?
I got to think Riff.
Yeah, exactly.
We got to find a place to... We got to move some things around and see where we can put Riff on the Hall of Fame here.
Exactly.
Actually, you know who really needs to be on the Hall of Fame? Is, Rusev, a.k.a. Miro. From Countdown.
Well, once you get your green screen on, we'll extend the Hall of Fame over to
yes. When I can get it working properly.
I think we should make a t-shirt that says the Tubi Hall of Fame, and it's just all pictures of all the people that are on the Hall of Fame.
Yes.
Yes. Let's start it.
Yes.
But wait, from our first movie, would it have been the robot from you and you thought your parents were weird?
Well, that's the thing. Not every film is going to produce someone to Hall of Fame. It has to be very memorable.
Yeah.
They just blew up the school. They are now terrorists.
They are. So that's why Shrieker's not in the Hall of Fame, because that movie was...
Yeah. I also wasn't on that show.
You weren't on that show.
Yes. Yes. And unfortunately, Rusev can't be on the because I wasn't on that show.
You still listen to it.
Yeah, I did listen to it, so.
But, wait, what was the other movie I was thinking of? I can't remember.
No, Riff is definitely... Riff totally made it to the Hall of Fame, so.
I think RVD is missing from the Hall of Fame.
Yes.
No, the chair is missing from the Hall of Fame.
Steven Seagal's endorsement deal from fast food.
It's the badass journalist from Sniper Special Ops.
She can go on the Hall of Fame. Absolutely.
She's a nomination, but she didn't make the final ballot.
Nah. As you can see, everyone here is going to be arrested for terrorism.
I'm Riff Randall.
And now I'm going to be arrested for being a pedo. Bah. I'm sorry, but he fucking creeps me out and I don't like it. And that's the movie.
That was Rock and Roll High School.
That was a Rock and Roll High School. I don't know where I was going with that.
I like how Dick Miller's like 8 or 9 in the credits. I know, he only literally shows up for the last 5 minutes of this movie.
I know.
And he just comes in and just calls the Ramones ugly. So I love you, Dick Miller, but fuck you for that remark.
Jeez. All right. Well, that is a wrap on this week's episode of the Tubi Tuesdays podcast with Rock and Roll High School.
Yo, Gabba Gabba.
Yo, Gabba Gabba. Smoke, smoke, smoke. Sniff, sniff, sniff. That's a new joke. But thank you everybody to listening to the show, whether you're a returning listener or a brand new one. Thank you so much. We appreciate it a lot. As usual, you can check us out at our base of operations at supermarcy.com. please subscribe to the Patreon, where on the, you know, cheapest tier, you get early access and video podcasts for the To Be Tuesdays podcast. So check that out at patreon.com/supernetwork. You can follow us on Twitter, which is SM_supernetwork. We are on Instagram at the.supernetwork and TikTok at the Super Network. On YouTube, on the Super Network. Just look that up on YouTube. I keep forgetting like all the things we have. You can follow my personal Twitter account at twitter.com/supermarcy. And of course, you can hear To Be Tuesday's podcast as well as all the podcasts on the Super Network, as well as Pop4D on all your major podcasting platforms like Spotify, Apple Podcasts. Beat, over to you.
Well, if people want to find me personally, they can find me at my Twitter page at twitter.com/BeadJermaine, or my personal writer's page on Facebook at facebook.com/TerribleAussie. And of course, you can find all my writings, both reviews and columns, over at the supermarcy.com.
Batch! What about yourself?
You can find me every Tuesday on Web Tales, the Spider-Man podcast, where we and one and the only Mr. Mark Chevalier. Recap the classic issues of The Amazing Spider-Man from the very beginning to present day. You can also follow me on the Instagram at MultiverseVibe. And most importantly, you can follow all of us on our Twitter, our Instagram, on Pop4D. So just search our hashtag Pop4D, like, share, subscribe, and obey.
Yes, and we'll have all that, or most of that at least, in the show notes. So definitely check us all out, show us some love. We absolutely love everybody who listens to the show. Thank you for making it such a raging success. I don't think it's the movies we're watching that do that. Just saying.
Maybe just a little bit.
Anyway, until next time, I've been a super. A bid has been bold. Sorry.
No.
Batch has been having a smoke.
Smoke.
And
he's got a doctorate in smoke.
He's got a doctorate in smoke. I've got a doctorate in smoke.
And don't blow up your school because that's terrorism.
I pop for that. I pop 4D for that.
Thank you, everyone, and goodbye. Beat's dead.
See everyone. Bye.
Bye.
The only girl I ever dream about at night is Riff.
I've done more detentions than anyone in the school's history.
Are you a virgin?
How about a cheerleader? Nice set of pom-poms.
Term wanted Riff, but Riff wanted to live a rock and roll fantasy to the music of her favorite group. The hottest band this side of the Iron Curtain.